It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Good morning, John and Glenn, on this Wednesday. Father Marcel Tyone is our spiritual director later on, and we go live to the Vatican for the Pope's general weekly audience. And you probably don't have to look much farther than your own community to see homelessness. And it is sadly something that is on the rise here in the United States. The Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported that homelessness has increased for the second year in a row. So what is our role as Catholics? Well, thanks be to God for Catholic Charities and Catholic Charities in communities all across the country addressing this issue. And with some landmark programs happening in the Archdiocese of Newark, joining us this morning to talk about those programs that perhaps you can bring to your diocese solutions for this problem is John Westervelt, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark, where he has served in that role for the past 6 years. John, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. The situation, especially in larger metropolitan areas, is quite bleak because we also see the disparity in income. So we have people who have enough to get by, people who have plenty, and those who don't have enough. And sadly, it's many and it's growing right now. What services does Catholic Charities provide in the Archdiocese of Newark to individuals and families who do not have a place to live?
We're currently, right now, we have seven different shelters throughout the Archdiocese between Hudson, Unionburg, and Essex. We provide services. Years ago, when we first started, over 100 years ago, we provided just emergency responsing to mostly food and shelter at the time. But as we've seen over the many years, that has changed. And now we offer comprehensive services to the individuals, which prevention. We try to get a head start ahead of there with trying to keep people not getting into homelessness. But we're also providing counseling, case management services. This is much needed. It's called wraparound services because housing, you can get an individual into housing, but unfortunately, if you don't have the wraparound services, so Catholic Charities provides a whole raft of services between having housing counseling, substance abuse, mental health services, and trying to get the individual to find out what caused the homelessness to begin with.
John, do you find that it's time to really ramp up extra efforts as it's going to be cold here within the next month or two, and it becomes very critical very quickly?
Oh, absolutely. We've already started. Our shelters are full, unfortunately. I have to report that we're about 335 beds a night are full every night. When I started this agency, about 36 years ago, we had periods of time when homelessness, during the summers, we saw less decline in coming into our shelters. But unfortunately, the last couple of years, we've been filled every night, and we're ahead of that. We're already working with government agencies to become a shelter provider in their community to try to bring more people into our shelters. Again, our beds are only at 335. We're going to hold that much. Unfortunately, we try to work with other shelters. We're working with the Port Authority in Jersey City to do services as well. So we're out ahead of it right now as we see the weather changing right now.
John Westervelt, Chief Executive Officer of Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark. We're talking about the homeless problem, which is quite severe in the Archdiocese of Newark in the New York metropolitan area, and of course in major metropolitan areas all across the country. John, how does Catholic Charities approach some of the root problems here? Because a studio apartment can go for $1,300, $1,500. For those listening to Relevant Radio 1260 in San Francisco, a studio apartment is through the roof. So even those who may be employed may be homeless because they simply can't afford shelter. How does Catholic Charities get involved at that level?
Well, right now, Catholic Charities, we build affordable housing throughout the four counties, and we're working with other dioceses across the New Jersey to build affordable housing. It's much needed, as you said. People have funding, but they just don't have enough. In Hudson County specifically, a studio is going for $1,300, and we see more and more trying to get homeless people through the system and try to get permanent housing for them. It comes very difficult when the rents are so expensive. So we're working on trying to provide services that will get them back into a job, getting ability to pay for rent. But again, affordable housing. We recently here in Jersey City, we'll be building a new shelter in Jersey City. And on top of the shelter, we're going to provide 15 apartments for housing. And again, just a small amount of units, but again, a major impact on helping the community, which are homeless.
Price of housing, John, in a variety of cities around the country is one of the pushes toward homelessness. But in terms of weather, and we hear about the homelessness problem growing, you know, by leaps and bounds in South Florida and Southern California and some of the nicer climates. Do you find that people actually make their way away from colder climate areas like yours as homeless people and, you know, one way or another travel to warmer spots to be homeless in?
Absolutely. We've actually had some clients who have come up to us in Jersey City and have told us that they've gotten a bus ticket to go out to different warmer climates. But again, as I said before, our numbers haven't changed in the last many years here at Catholic Charities in Newark, but we've continued to see a rise of the number of homeless people, especially here in Newark and Jersey City. If you went through the point of time count in the last year with HUD, you actually saw our counties actually increased as other counties decreased across the country. But again, you know, you see it every day in the paper in L.A. and San Francisco, how the rise is. But a lot of people do go to the warmer climates, yes.
Right, right. And in San Diego, too, for many of you listening on Relevant Radio 1000, a problem that we've spotlighted and hopefully have been giving you some solutions here as we are with John Westervelt, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark. And for those of you listening in the New York metropolitan area, it is the second annual benefit concert with the Midtown Men. Have you ever seen the Midtown Men, some of the original cast members of Broadway's Jersey Boys? You'll enjoy this, and it's the homeless benefit concert. You had a very large success last year. Tell us about this year's concert, John.
Oh yes, we're actually very excited. As you might not know, Catholic Charities needs $1.3 million a year to continue to provide shelters and food and assistance to individuals in our homeless population. So we're looking every year to get benefactors to help support us. And the Jersey Boys have been through the Midtown Men, who were the original Jersey Boys cast. And we actually have benefactors who have underwritten the actual show and concert this year for our second year. Last year, we sold 1,100 tickets, made about $64,000. We're looking to increase that this year. And again, it's November 9th at the Union County Performing Arts Center. If you need to borrow tickets, it's on the Union County Performing Arts Center.org. And again, it's November 9th. And again, we look at other ways of providing funding because, as you know, over the years, funding has decreased in local governments to house homeless shelters. When we started a lot of this back in the 1980s, we were doing major shelters, and we made 8 shelters. We were getting 100% funded back then, and unfortunately today, the funding has been decreased, and we look for more donations throughout the year to continue to maintain what we can with the homeless population.
Well, if you're in the New York metropolitan area, let's pack the Union County Performing Arts Center in Rahway, New Jersey on November 9th for the second annual benefit concert with the Midtown Men to benefit the Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark, their second annual benefit concert. Ticket prices start at $30. There's a $150 VIP ticket that includes a meet and greet with the performers before the show. And most importantly, all of the money, 100% of the proceeds, go toward the programs to serve the people who are homeless. Used for general shelter operations, heat, hot water, purchasing items, food, bedding, toiletries. Go to ucpac.org, ucpac.org. John Westervelt, Chief Executive Officer, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark. Thank you so much for your time this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.